7.
This is Free Talk Live, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything. It is the Saturday edition. We're here live, as we always are. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Of course, we invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find everything on our website is totally free. That's freetalklive.com. So, if it's your first time listening to Free Talk Live, you need to know that you can really bring up anything. Try it out, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we bring up what we want. On the way here tonight, got a couple stories that we didn't get to touch on last night, but we sold last night, including a story out of Oklahoma. Looks like a porn store has been shut down due to alleged obscenity violations. We'll find out what that means.
I wonder how they jive these obscenity violations with the First Amendment. It always confuses me.
We will explore that. Plus, a young man has been arrested as a result of having a photo of himself posted on the very popular MySpace.com. What was he doing in the photo? We'll find out. Also on the way, soldiers over in Iraq apparently getting together and trying to stop one another from, well, all sexual activity, including masturbation. Why? Well, we'll explore that.
Stopping each other.
800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You bring up anything. Also, the Minutemen square off versus the immigrants. A disc jockey has been arrested. And to start things out here, well, actually, we'll start this. We'll get to this one first. It's a girl who is 11 years old, and she's a mom.
Eesh, that's not good.
It's a scary story. But actually, I wanted to touch on what I did today, Manwich.
What did you do today?
I went out to...
You went to Pride, Gay Pride Fest.
That's right. Yes. Now, you're laughing at me.
I am laughing at you.
Why is that funny?
Well, because you're not gay.
No.
No.
But and I'm not bi.
No. It's funny that you would go out to a Gay Pride Fest.
Do you think that everyone that goes to Pride Fest is gay or bi?
Well, there's the gay people and the people that are trying to sell to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was, in fact, trying to sell liberty to them.
Yes. That's you were out doing outreach for the Libertarian Party or for Free Talk Live?
Libertarian Party, but I had Free Talk Live business cards.
I bet you did.
Free State Project information as well. And so it's kind of interesting that last night we critiqued the Libertarian Party on the air. We kind of let them have it, the National Party. But here I am today, still going out and, pounding... talking to people to promote liberty.
Well, I'm sure you believe in the Libertarian Party as the best answer. I, of course, believe the Republican Liberty Caucus is the best answer for libertarians, but that's just my opinion.
Indeed. Well, so it was a good event. We did it last year as well. I did it last year. I did it the year before that, and it's just always the gays, the lesbians, the transgendered, the bi community. They're really just an open-minded group of people, from what I've seen. I've done these booths, these Operation Politically Homeless booths, at everything from gun shows to county fair to Pride Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And gun shows are usually pretty successful. County fair, eh.
There's a lot of people that go through the county fair, though.
Right.
Probably more people than anything else.
Right. And when I say successful, what I'm talking about is the amount of people that we are able to attract over to the booth. You know, when you're at a an event like this, there are several booths on the inside of in an indoor area. Various different types of booths, everything from political groups to religious groups to people just hawking products, and so you're mixed in with all these other people trying to sell things as well. So you've got kind of this attitude with people that you have to deal with of, I'm not going to look at you, I'm going to walk by you and get out this door. You know, they have to come in, essentially they have to walk through the booth area,
right,
to get out through to the rest of the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of have to deal with that. And on an event like a county fair, most people want to go outside and they want to get to the rides and that sort of thing. So it's more difficult to actually get people's attention to grab their lapel. You can't actually touch them, obviously, but to get them and to entice them to stop by and take the world's smallest political quiz. The interesting thing is, a lot of the people at the Pride Fest, believe it or not, a number of them had actually already taken the quiz. Perhaps because I was there last year doing it, but also because they just happened to find it online, because the Advocates for Self-Government's quiz is online at self-gov.org, or actually theadvocates.org. So there was a number of people that had already taken it. And of the people that did pass by, I would say 7 out of 10 people that passed by would actually come over to the booth and take the quiz, which is just fantastic. I mean, it's just a an amazingly open group to introduce these ideas to. And a lot of them had never heard of libertarians as well, which is typical when we do this sort of outreach. So it's just always a good, positive experience, and I just wanted to thank everybody for, I guess, I wanted to thank the gay community for, and we keep in an open mind to, you know, not just kind of locking themselves into the Democratic Party, because really, they're not your friends.
Well, it's looking like the Democratic Party is selling the gays up the river.
Yeah.
So it would appear, trying to get more mainstream. I don't know what Howard Dean's doing, but he's out there digging more holes for the Democratic Party.
Maybe they think that by shirking the gay vote, they'll get more conservative white people or something like that. I'm not really sure what the thinking there is.
As far as I can tell, the Democratic Party is still in the same tailspin it's been in for the last 10 years. Do I think they'll get some more seats in Congress? Yeah, because Americans are so mad at Republicans for what they've not being conservative, for violating constitutional rights. I think that you're probably going to see more seats in, especially the House. But Democrats are still acting crazy and strange, as far as I'm concerned.
Indeed, we're going to the phones. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about this 11-year-old mother here in a little bit. First, it's Jim Babka from Downsize DC. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Jim, I'm sorry if I dropped a ball tonight. I had originally had you scheduled as a guest, and I thought that you were at a family event, and I thought we'd put it off. But that's all right. Here you are now.
I am here now, ready to go.
Okay, I didn't want to pull you away from anything too important. So
hey, it's my wife's family, so what the heck?
Oh, don't worry about it then.
Well, Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org, one of our favorite organizations. You guys are just, you've got a fantastic website, DownsizeDC.org. It's a site, you go to it, you can see there's a variety of issues that are being addressed on the site. And essentially what it is it's a electronic lobbying system. So instead of the old school ways of picking up the phone and calling your representative or your senator, or perhaps writing them a piece of mail, this actually allows you to punch in your information one time, create an account, totally free, of course, and then from that point on any of these pro-freedom, pro-liberty issues that I'm sure you're going to tell us about one here in a moment, you just simply go to downsizedc.org, put in your login info, fills in everything there for you, and it sends off, it essentially sends off an email to the your representatives. But it's not just an email, it actually fills out their web forms on their website to officially contact them on your behalf. It takes all of the work out of contacting your representatives. It's just a fantastic system that you have there, Jim. What is the hot issue today with DownsizeDC.org?
Well, first of all, I must say you do a fantastic job of describing it. I was almost tempted to just say, well, thank you very much, and go off. That's great. I was in the middle of watching a basketball playoff game, so you're going to have to kind of spark me a little bit. What is it that you guys would like to, your audience would like to hear about?
I don't know. You've always got something that you're promoting more heavily than others at the moment. And I'm not sure which one. I've seen at least three issues come across my email box over the past week or so. So I'm not too sure which one it is that you guys are really focusing the most on right now, whichever one that is.
One of the things that we've been talking about lately has been M3, which is a number that people aren't familiar with. And it may be appropriate to bring it up now because gold crossed $700 an ounce this week.
Oh, my.
And the reason that something like that would happen is because they've been inflating the currency. Now, M3 is one of three numbers that the Fed reports. They report M1, M2, and they, up until the end of March, reported M3. Now, M2 has additional things that they compute, and that's how they get to M3. They're one builds upon the other. But the government decided, they made the decision that they no longer needed to report M3. And we'll get to that, I guess, when we get back.
Yes, we absolutely will. Hang on, Jim. 800-259-9231 if you have a question for Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org. We'll talk about what this M3 number is exactly, why it's so important, and what it means, why it is that they've taken it out, making it so the public can't access it anymore. There is a reason for it. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit. A collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you take control of the airwaves. The Saturday edition, it's Ian here with you. And Manwich, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, we've got live streams. You get a broadband version of the show or a dial-up version. Your choice, both totally free at freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance, your only choice, rather, for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. As we go back to Jim Babka from downsizeddc.org. And, Jim, you're telling us about a number they call M3. What is that?
This was a number that the Federal Reserve reported. Now, they're the people who decide what the interest rates are going to be basically on the loans that we're paying. And it's tied into how the currency is printed in the country. And I don't want to bore everybody with details.
Sure.
or no long.
I think everybody wants to know what M3 is, and I have
I don't think everyone wants to know what it is, but they should know because it's really important.
I've gotten so muddled trying to figure this out. I've been on the internet looking around, but I think Wikipedia has the best definition of what M0, M1, M2, and M3 are. And if you want to go check it out, you can look at M3 on Wikipedia. But it's very short.
Okay.
It's really short. M0 is the total number of physical currency plus the number of central banks. And that's not Bank of America. That's the big banks. You know,
right.
The Federal Reserve.
Distributors, essentially.
So that's the total amount of physical currency and the money that are in central banks that can be exchanged for physical currency. That's M0.
Okay.
M1. Is the amount is M0 plus the amount of demand accounts? That's checking or current accounts. And I don't know what a current account is, but basically the checking accounts plus M0.
Okay.
M2 is M1 plus savings accounts, money market accounts, and CDs under $100,000.
Okay.
All right. And M3 is all CDs that are out there plus any deposits of Euro dollars in American banks.
Mm-hmm.
Against American dollars and what they call repurchase agreements, which are basically loans against stock. So,
but wait, I thought M3 was also about how much money they were printing as well. Is that not the case?
Well, that's M0 is the amount of physical currency.
So they are still reporting M0?
They're reporting M0, M1, and M2. But M3 is an important number.
Okay.
It's an important number on how much demand there is for the amount of currency that's out there. Don't think that... Go ahead, Jim.
What you're getting at here is that we operate under a system in our country called fractional reserve banking, which means that you put money in the bank and the money isn't there. It gets loaned out, but it's a little bit more complicated than that. The Fed gets involved in the picture, and they actually create credits. They don't actually take the time necessarily to print the currency, but they actually create the credits that would be the equivalent of it.
What you're saying is they put digital numbers in a logbook, essentially.
Yeah, every time that the federal government borrows money, they exchange bonds. They put bonds up for collateral. Money is created. When you go and you take out a loan to buy your home, again, more money is created in that transaction. The actual dollars don't exist.
And even if they had printed the dollars, it wouldn't matter anyways because the dollars aren't actually backed with anything anyway. It's just, you know, they're just not spending the few pennies that it costs to print those dollars.
Happening right now that's so significant to your listeners is that the cost of virtually everything, and they're noticing this when they go to the store. It doesn't matter what the report is that the federal government gives and how they say that inflation isn't growing. I mean, they just set the basket of goods to be whatever they want it to be in order to get the result they want. But most people recognize at the pump in particular, but also when they're going into the grocery store and making their every week purchases, that everything's gone up in price a little bit.
Yep. It absolutely has, and it's not just a little bit, Jim. I mean, they're lying to us on this consumer price index thing. Gas has doubled in the last 2 or 3 years. Housing prices have doubled in the last 5. Prices are really going up, and they're not reporting it at all. They're saying, well, inflation's about 2 or 3% because the consumer price index is a bunch of crap. Because all it is the plastic stuff you can buy at Walmart anymore.
Real estate is a decent hedge against inflation. When you look at the prices of real estate going up and up and up,
right.
That doesn't mean that your house is really gaining value necessarily. It just means that your house's value is keeping up with the value of the currency, which keeps dropping.
No, it's not keeping up with the value of the currency. The value of the currency is going has been cut in half. Essentially, it's been a stock split, and you've gotten $2 for every $1 you had.
It's keeping up with the value because the value is dropping. Therefore, the price of the houses are going up. I don't know if that doesn't make sense.
In some areas, that's true. I'm standing here in Northeast Ohio right now, and that's not true in our area. We have a depressed economy. And the housing has gone up over the last 5 years less than 15%.
Well, so that's why I wanted to point out it was generally a good hedge against inflation, but not as good as gold, Jim. And you pointed out that gold has now eclipsed $700 an ounce. You know, if you really want to have an idea of what inflation is out there doing, look at the price of gold, because as the dollar inflates, so does the price of gold. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I think that actually the government's actions here have actually encouraged the price of gold up even a little further. Because if you think about it, you know, gold is the hedge against the devaluing currency. There's a great commercial that Genesis runs here on the network that says currency devaluation is the same thing as inflation. And when you begin to understand that, if you understand what's really going on here. But gold has a steady value. Gold and silver both will pretty much purchase the same amount of goods that they purchased 10 years ago, 20 years ago. 50 years ago,
yes.
But the currency itself has continued to devalue. So if all your investments right now are in cash, and if all of your savings are in cash, and all of your...
You're hurting
really bad.
Yeah.
It's eating you alive.
You're literally hemorrhaging cash.
And you wouldn't even know it.
Right.
No, and that's the thing. The federal government sets this situation up because they want to deficit spend. And as they expand the debt, they get first value of these dollars.
Sure they do.
When these dollars are printed, these dollars are worth more than they will be by the time they finish filtering through the economy to some of the back-end industries.
Right.
And so, you know, and so do the contractors that work with the government, because they'll be the very first ones to receive that money.
Sure.
So, you know,
yeah,
those
exactly.
people... Those people at the front end stand to benefit.
The good old boy network benefits, and the rest of us take it, and we can't do anything about it because they're literally taking money out of our pockets without even asking us. They just take it.
It's
from
a hidden tax.
Yeah, it really is. And the best way to explain it, Jim, is imagine not the printing of money, but imagine that there's right now there's an extra 3% of bills in a vault somewhere, and then they release that. The government spends it on stuff. Well, you can see that as you begin, that the dollars will be worth 100% of what they're worth now, but then as this 3% extra goes in, they'll deflate to 97% of their value, because then there'll just be that much money and that much value in our current economy.
And it's I'm concerned because, you know, we're at risk now of talking like a financial show. None of us are financial experts. We're just Joe Schmoes that paid a little bit of attention to the financial situation in America. And it's really dreary. I mean, it's not good. It just keeps getting worse. And now they've got this M3 number that they've taken off of the record. People can't access it.
That allows them to hide the amount of counterfeiting that they're essentially doing at the moment.
Right.
So that's the real danger. And what we're encouraging people to do is to come to downsizedc.org. And as you just described in the first segment, they can very easily send a message and tell their congressmen, the congressmen and senators, that they want deficit spending brought down. They want this M3 number reported again. We need to know how much this money that they're creating.
We're going to come back a little bit more with Jim Babka. Hang on, 800-259-9231. And again, downsizedc.org, definitely the site to go and visit, get active on this, and more. There's more than just this M3 thing. There's a variety of issues. Let them touch on a few of those when we come back. And if you've got a question for them, dial on in, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
I'm Dr. Hunter for your health. And continuing with this thought of who should stay home and who should when you have a child, here's some temporary exclusions for children to stay out of day school. I'll be right back after this message.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Some temporary exclusions should be too ill to comfortably participate in activities, or they have a fever accompanied by behavioral changes. If they have lethargy beyond the usual expected tiredness, uncontrolled coughing, if they're very irritable or have persistent crying, difficulty in breathing or wheezing, have diarrhea, or maybe there's blood in the stools, How about mouth sores with drooling or rash with fever? Those are important items to have the child stay home from the preschool or school, but after medical care should be able to return. I'm Dr. Hunter for your health.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-264-9972 for a free design consultation. Call and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-264-9972.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free, 800-259-9231, your Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com and get on the listener map. Over 1,300 of our listeners from around the world have added themselves to it. You go to map.freetalklive.com and you can surf around and see who else might be in your area listening to the show or halfway across the world listening to the show. Map.freetalklive.com. Get on it. All right, we're going back to Jim. Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. We're talking about money. We're talking about the Federal Reserve, M3, which is a number that is a representation of a variety of things, but essentially it's a representation of the amount of currency in circulation and some other financial factors. And the Federal Reserve has decided within the past couple months that we are no longer going to report this number publicly.
Right. As though the American public really needs less information given to them about their own currency.
Right. And so
we can't do crap about it.
Right. And this is, of course, a monopolistic organization. They're the only ones that are printing official currency. So you're right. I mean, we're essentially going to have to sit here and hope that this new bill that Ron Paul has proposed goes through to reinstate M3. Because, I mean, would you think, Jim, if they cut off M3, will they also cut off M2 and then decide to just cut M1 and M0? Are they going to stop here?
You know, actually, I'm not sure. I have been surprised that there hasn't been more of a tempest over this than there has been. It seems like only the people who are really, the gold bugs are the only ones that fully get this. And the gold bugs are invested in gold, and they stand to profit from the Fed's decision anyway.
Yeah.
And yet these people are so patriotic and so concerned about their country that they have spoken up, and they have said, hey, look, this number needs to be reported. And I think inadvertently, as I said earlier, the Federal Reserve's policy has big gold up a little bit extra because people are seeing a need to hedge against the decline of the dollar. And with less information, they're going to be a little more cautious and a little more likely to move to gold a little quicker.
So people can go if they're concerned about this or they want to understand it a little bit better, because, again, this is it's kind of an in-depth issue, and I don't want to sound like we're a financial show, because we're not. But if they want to learn more, go to DownsizedDC.org, and I'm sure it's either the top or one of the top stories on your site there. And you can, again, get registered, fill out the information, and then it will send off contacts to your representatives to support this bill that will reinstate M3. Now, that's not all that you do. You're not a financial organization. This is just one of the issues you guys are focusing on. Maybe you could just kind of run down a few of the other hot ones that you guys have going on right now.
Well, we're very concerned about the government's attempt at all levels to tag everything that moves and then everything that doesn't. They want to know where your movements are. They want to know what you're doing with your time and where you're spending it. And so they passed the Congress passed the Real ID Act. That was part of an emergency bill to fund the troops in Iraq. But it required that all of our driver's licenses be standardized. And they kept the door open for the bureaucrats to implement the tracking of driver's license, a magnetic chip being
the door,
driver's license.
The door is wide open with Real ID because the Department of Homeland Security will be able to dictate absolutely any requirements that they want to, whether it be fingerprint information, retina scan, biometric, RFID, you name it. They can plug that in there at any time thanks to this Real ID legislation. You guys are opposing that. You can take action at DownsizedDC.org over that. Not only, I thought you were making a joke there earlier, Jim, and I just misheard you. You said they're trying to track everything that moves. Not only that, they're also trying to track everything that moves, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They want the National Animal Identification System. It's an attempt to tag every small farmer's animals, his cows, his sheep, even his chickens. The same requirements on place, major agribusinesses like Tyson Foods, but they want to be able to track all of them, and ostensibly, Ian and Manwich, they're saying that they're going to protect us from terrorism, bioterrorism in this case. And so, but this is going to be very expensive for the farmers. It's going to be very difficult for these small family farms to keep up with these.
The big corporations are going to be able to handle it. They've got the overhead. They can handle it. The guys on the margins, the family farmers, they're the ones that are going to be really hurt by this.
Yeah, there's expensive equipment to buy, which they can't amortize over as many, you know, as many animals as the big conglomerates
right.
do.
Absolutely.
But in addition, the big conglomerates don't have the same rules because they slaughter all of a particular stock of animal at the same time. They only have to tag by lot, whereas the small farmer is going to have to tag every single one.
So it's more work for them.
As though the little farmer out there, or the little rancher, really has time to go tagging every animal and tracking them and barcoding them.
As though the terrorists are going to go attack his farm.
Really? Do we want the cowboys of America carrying around a little Home Depot battery-powered scanner so that they can get every... really? Is
come
that
here, Bessie. Come here.
I mean, we don't need... It's basically all it's doing is it's the opportunity for the government to run the little guy out of business so only the big guys are in existence so that they can, they're helping their big friends that do this. This is what the lobbyists want.
And costs will go up for all of those businesses, and therefore price at the checkout line will go up for everyone as well. These are some of the issues that that you can address, and I think one of the coolest things about DownsizedDC.org is once you get signed up, you get on the Downsized DC dispatch, and that's when that's how you hear about it. I mean, if it wasn't for you, Jim Babka, lots of these issues I wouldn't even know about. Because you're the one that really gets them out there, shines light on this. I mean, we'd never heard of the animal ID thing until we heard about it from you, Jim. So it's just a great way to keep up to date on how the government's trying to control your life, and a great way to fight back. Jim Babka, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's it. I would encourage people to visit downsizeddc.org. A lot of your listeners, we've talked about it before, would be very interested in our Read the Bills Act, a requirement that Congress actually read the bills they pass. We've got other things dealing with campaign finance and freedom of speech. There's something for anybody there who believes that government should be smaller, and that's
Absolutely.
Almost everybody listening.
Actually, we've got a call for you, Jim. It's Josh in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, you're on with Jim Babka from Downsize DC.
I just got a question. Do you think it's, we've heard Goldbug talk about buying gold for 3 or 4 years already, and do you think it was a little too predictable and funny that the Federal Reserve did exactly what benefited them?
What benefited the gold bugs? Or
yeah.
Hmm. I think you're hearing everybody who sells any of their particular commodities or what are the stock people saying right now? They're saying, buy stocks. Whoa, hey, buy stocks. What are the real estate people saying? Well, the market's down. Now's the time to buy. I mean, people, there's anybody who's selling anything is saying now's the time to buy.
It just so happens that gold happens to be the best hedge against inflation, and inflation's created by the Federal Reserve. The reason why this is happening is not because they wanted to help their gold portfolios. It's because they wanted to print more money for the government to spend, and they didn't want to tell anybody about it. That's why they did it.
At the base of this thing, you've got deficit spending. You've got continued excessive spending by the federal government. Ron Paul has also pointed out that if we could eliminate the income tax right now, and eliminate at the same time the federal budget, take it back to the level it was in 2000. Now, in 2000, how many Republicans were saying that the government was too big? It was too expensive.
None of them.
So, well, actually, there were some. In fact, George Bush was saying that he was going to do some things to deal with the size of government way back then.
We said that so you can get elected.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay, but I got another question.
You do? Well, ask it really quickly.
Okay, yeah. Even if they print M3s, how do we know they're not lying about it?
Well, we won't. Thanks for the call,
okay,
man.
Good.
We appreciate it. And Jim Babka, I know we'll talk to you again. Thank you, sir, as always. And everybody go to downsizeddc.org and get signed up there. Kirby wants to talk about immigration. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
United
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Live Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. We've got our website available for you, and it's totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com will get you to the bulletin board system. Now, freetalklive.com is our regular website, but if you put certain words in front of freetalklive.com, it takes you to specific portions of it. So bbs.freetalklive.com gets you to the over 100,000 post-sized bulletin board system, over 1,200 people interacting, lots of activity there.
1,200, you said?
Over 1,200. Mm. And it is totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones to Kirby in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Good evening, comrades.
Hey, Kirby. What's
Hello, Kirby.
Up?
Well, this immigration issue is so big. Everybody's, I guess everybody's just emotionally involved in it, and because I really don't see any other reason why it should be the issue. But
yes, they are certainly emotional about it. Go ahead.
I wanted to tell you guys a story about something that happened to me a couple of days ago in biology class. And it's not really related to the class at all, but there's a guy in that class, his name is Connor, and I don't think that's a big deal to drop his first name. But so I noticed he has an Army brochure on his sitting there, and I say, so you're thinking about joining the Army? He says, oh, no, this belongs to somebody else. But if I was going to join any sort of armed force, I would join the Border Patrol.
Uh-huh.
I said, and I'm like, oh, so you just want to go and shoot some Mexicans? And he's like, oh, well, yeah, but not like, kill them. I'll just shoot them with the, they have these rubber ball guns that they shoot rubber out of them. And I'm like,
yeah.
dude, you're talking about how you want to cause people pain. And he's like, well, yeah, but just the people who are trying to invade and take over my country.
See, I think it's so... It's so funny. The I think, is it the song "This Land Is Your Land"? This land is my land. People,
is that Woody Guthrie?
No. People. Yeah. I think it is. I think you're re-sang it.
Okay.
People look at it, the country, as all theirs. We are Americans, and this is our country. This is our culture, and it's as though the culture is the same as my friends that come over to my house and we have a barbecue in the backyard. That's the culture. No, it's not. No. I mean, if you go to downtown Detroit, you take a look at the culture, nothing like that.
Yeah, I don't have barbecues.
If you go to Compton in L.A., not the same culture.
Nope.
Yeah.
You go out to central Idaho, completely different culture. If you go up to Massachusetts and the countryside, you'll find it's just a completely different culture. There isn't one homogenous culture in America.
Yeah, and the idea
Thank God.
Of stealing a country. I mean, I have this box of Kleenex on my desk, and if you really wanted to, you could come up to my house and walk in and steal my box of Kleenex, if I didn't have anything to say about it, which I would, because I need my Kleenex. Now, that would be stealing, because that's a commodity that I own and have.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Like, I live in America, and I live in New Jersey. I don't own it. And,
But you could own property.
Yeah,
you could own a piece of property, in which case, if someone came on your property without your permission, that would be trespassing, and you could kick them off. However, since not all property is privately owned in America, and that's a problem, by the way, since not all property is privately owned, anything that's considered public property, everyone should be allowed on it.
Of course. But
of course, the anti-immigration people will come out and say, well, they're not. They didn't go through the process.
Yeah.
They need to go through and be legal. When we pointed out earlier this week that there's over 50 different forms, the alien forms that the Department of whatever they are, the Immigration Department has, they're all in paper form. They don't actually have computers, this government bureaucracy that processes new immigrants. So it's like, if you actually do want to come here and go through the legal process, it's utter insanity. You drive yourself mad trying to get through the bureaucracy, which is one reason why people don't want to bother with it.
And everybody knows that. Everybody agrees that bureaucracy is tough to deal with. Everybody hates the DMV.
Yes.
But it's okay to send the brown folks from Mexico through it. It's all right to send them through it. And if you can imagine, the DMV is just to get a driver's license to operate a motor vehicle.
Yeah.
How much harder it's got to be to get in the country. But, you know, when some of my relatives came through, all they did, took them in Ellis Island, you know, checked them out for a few days for communicable diseases, ruined their last name, and bam, they're through.
Did your relatives really come into Ellis Island?
I'm sure they did. I'm sure. How far back do you have to go? Some of them did.
Well,
I know that some of them came from Germany.
Right, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that just stopped off any old place where there's a shoreline.
Yeah, but they lived in New York.
I see.
Ian. I'm
sure
they
probably
did.
I gotcha.
If it was, you know, when Ellis Island was really being used.
So, Curry, any other thoughts for us?
Well, I guess the other thing is where they got a problem with the languages changing, and that one day we might actually speak Spanish as our, you know, like, primary language.
Yeah.
But they're acting as though that's the first time a language has changed over time. I mean, if somebody from England today was plopped down in England 500 years ago, they couldn't get around. Like, Ian, can you read Shakespeare?
No, I have such a difficult time with it. It drives me crazy.
I've tried. I read Romeo and Juliet, and I kind of sort of got it, but that was only with a lot of help.
Right.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah, I mean, so the English has changed on its own over the past, you know, 500.
That's,
you know,
that's
unacceptable. White people have been changing it.
That's a great point, Kirby, because really what it exemplifies is just brings it out into the open, this obvious inability to change that people have. And it's okay. It's natural for people to not want to change. However, as much as we don't want to change, it's virtually impossible to fight it. You can yell and scream and bitch and moan about immigrants and language all you want to. Fact is, things are going to change whether you like it or not. Either adapt or you move away.
And that rigidity is a short step from that rigidity to bigotry. I mean, it's really, they're really close. They might even be in the same zip code.
Well, you know, like, yeah, same zip code. Well, like the national anthem in Spanish, for example, you know, people really feel about that. Like, the national anthem was recorded in English, so it should always be in English because English was the language it was first in.
George Bush sang it in Spanish on his campaign trail.
Yeah.
Wasn't bad then, but it's bad now.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Kirby. We appreciate hearing from you, as always. 800-259-9231. I wonder what the anti-immigration people think about George Bush singing that in Spanish. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We need your vote. We have dropped Manwich in the rankings.
What? No. Yeah. Say it isn't so.
Last night I checked it out, man. We dropped from second to fourth place.
Oh, man.
We need your votes. If you have not voted for Free Talk Live this month and you like the fact that we give you everything on our website for free, that's your way to show your appreciation by going to vote.freetalklive.com. All it takes is about a minute of your time, and it does require an email address. It's very simple, and it makes a big difference for us. Us being in third, second, or first place is better than being in fourth place.
Much better.
And we can do that with your help. Vote. freetalklive.com. So, since Kirby had brought up the immigration issue, let's talk about what happened apparently in Washington a couple days ago. According to Reuters, illegal immigration protesters wrapped up a cross-country caravan on Friday with a rally in the shadow of the U.S. Capitol as immigrant rights activists chanted for them to go away. Members of the Minutemen Project and other Border Patrol groups warned the United States was in danger of being overrun by Mexicans if the Senate passes a bill that would give millions of illegal immigrants a chance to earn citizenship. According to John Clark of the American Immigration Control Foundation, they should be rounded up and deported, every single one of them. Leave them here, and in 10 years, this will not be the United States of America.
They breed like bunnies.
You know, this guy, I'm sorry, John Clark, why would they leave Mexico if they love Mexico so much? Like, why would they want to take back the southwest corner of the United States for Mexico? Why not just stay in Mexico? I think the reason they're coming here is because they want a new life for themselves. They want to get away from Mexico's corrupt, tyrannical government, and they want to come here and have a shot at freedom.
I don't think that that's exactly what those people, the people that make the statement that the Mexicans are, they say they're going to take it about, bring it back to Mexico, take America and bring it back to Mexico. I don't think they really mean that it's going to be annexed onto the country of Mexico. I think what they're trying to say is that
it'll be too brown
for them.
It'll
de facto be a piece of Mexico because there will be so many people who are loyal to Mexico in it, and then perhaps even secession to their own country, you know, the United States of Mexico, or you know,
right.
Some other
I say
terminology.
Go for it. I say right on. You don't have a right to have your area of the country be racially pure in a free country. People in a free nation are supposed to be able to cross borders as they choose.
Well, what would you say then if Mexicans moved into, say, California? Forget Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, all that stuff. Say enough Mexicans moved into California that they decided to secede from the Union. And then they wanted to put up a fence that said no white people are allowed in.
Then that's their own little area, and they should be able to do that.
Don't you think it's a little crazy to say? I mean, that seems like you're erring on the side of giving people. You're just giving it away, is what you're doing. You're saying, oh, I don't care. It's not mine. I don't live there.
Well, go ahead. I mean, I think it's a good idea to secede from the Union. I think being a part of the United States at this point is a losing proposition, and I'd like to see more states secede from the Union. I'd like to see all these anti-immigration zealots get together in their own state, and they can go off and they can secede if they don't like, because they're not going to like having a Mexican state influencing their national politics, are they? So they should go secede too, and then all the religious zealots, they can go secede into their own little theocracy, and then us liberty lovers will go secede off into our liberty land, and then we'll all be much happier.
Yeah, that's a great plan you got.
Hour number two is on the way. You take control. Well, it's a lot better than trying to get along with people that you don't agree with. Hour two coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.